Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. Welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost. Today, I am talking to you about your first Facebook ad campaign, a little bit of a step-by-step guide for any small business owners wanting to try. So if you're a small business owner with a Facebook page, chances are you've wondered if Facebook ads are worth trying. With just a few $100, you can start reaching new customers, but it helps to go with a plan. Now, in saying this, you can also run campaigns for a lot less. So don't come at me with, oh, I have a tiny budget, Sam, I can't do $150. I'm just picking that figure. And I'm picking that figure as around the $5 to $7 per day investment will see results. And that's from me running adverts for myself and running adverts for clients. So that's the figure that I've come up with. So this episode is designed to help you, the small business owner, with about 200 to 500 followers run their first Facebook ad campaign. Now, I'll walk you through creating two simple campaigns, one for product and service offer in this episode, and then next week I'm going to do one on brand awareness. So together between the two podcast episodes, there'll be a combined budget of about $300 over 3 weeks. So why try Facebook ads? With over 17 million Australians using Facebook each month, it's still a powerful place to get in front of new people, especially if you have an active page but want to grow your audience, or you're launching a new product or a service, or you want people in your local area to know that you exist. And I think the big thing for me is to keep you front of mind so that when people are looking for something that you might be able to help with them, your name comes up. Now, of course, with everything changing from week to week, you know, I like a good disclaimer. How you place ads by the time you hear this podcast and take action might be slightly different in placing your advert. So I'm hoping that this episode just gives you the confidence to put your toe in the water and have a crack at this. And there's also a source link. It'll be in the notes, and it's the Facebook Business Small Business Advertiser Success Center. Facebook call it the all-in-one resource for leveling up your advertising strategy. And it's worth checking out. It breaks it down into simple little chunks. But let's get cracking on this. So step number one, you need to plan your budget and your campaign goals. So let's deal with the budget. So as I said, it's just a figure, but hypothetically, we've got $300 and we're going to break it into two. So this week, we're doing $150 for a product or a service ad. So this would be to encourage bookings or sales or inquiries. Whereas the next episode, all going well next week, will be for brand awareness. So this will be to build recognition and grow followers. But as I said, that's next week. So each campaign will run for 3 weeks, so 21 days in total, okay? Because this is enough time to gather results and learn what's working. So what is the goal? So do you have a new product? Do you want to encourage sales of an existing product? Same goes with a service. You know, if you're a service-based business, maybe you've got a new service or there's an existing one that you want to highlight. You've got to also think about your call to action. What do you want the person clicking on your ad to do? Do you want them to book with you? Do you want them to purchase something? Do you want to encourage a phone call, an email inquiry, or a direct message? So in order to work on those objectives, or how we make that actual goal achievable, we need to do a little bit of background work first. You know me and research people. So number two, you need to understand your audience with insights. So before you start, you need to spend a few minutes on your Facebook page insights. So you need to click insights from your business page dashboard. You need to review who's engaging with your posts, age, gender, location, note what time of day your audience is active, and identify which posts perform best. Was it a photo? Was it a video, a quote, or an offer? And what you can do is use something that's already working to guide your creative. Now, if this is your first time advertising, you'll have to look looking at your organic posts. So you're looking for that engagement, you know, where it's had the most comments, discussion, shares, and mentions. And what type of post, as I mentioned, you know, what type of post is it? Potentially it could be a video or a photo with an offer. So you need to check this out because we are going to see if we can replicate or create something similar. If that fits in with your goal, if it doesn't, that's okay. So step number three, we're going to use Meta AI for audience suggestions. So inside Meta Ads Manager, Meta's built-in AI can now help you create or refine your audience using natural language prompts. So to try this, you need to go to Ads Manager. It'll be on the left-hand side. You need to click Create and select your objective. So they come up with a couple of different options that you can choose. And I think my first time in around that space, I just clicked on everything one after the other and just went back and back and back so that I understood which of the sections, I suppose, aligned with what I wanted to do the most. Under audience, look for the option to use AI prompts. It might show as Advantage Plus or AI audience suggestions. It can change and it will change. And try prompts like, you know, I want to target women aged between 30 to 55 in Victoria, interested in handmade gifts and or local markets. You're gonna have to put your thinking cap on for this one, people. So Meta AI will then generate an audience based on your page followers and past engagement trends. You can accept, tweak, or build your own. So when you're dealing with a business, let's hypothetically think about an accommodation business. So if an accommodation business says, hey, Sam, we get the majority of bookings from three postcodes, well, your audience really needs to come from those postcodes and just a little bit outside that area. See how I'm going with that, especially with the location part. Alrighty, so step number four, set up your sales offer or offer campaign. Now, I'm making this one up, people, okay? So my hypothetical goal is to get leads, bookings, and all sales. So I'm going to create a new campaign in Ads Manager. I'm going to choose sales or leads as my objective. I'm going to use a strong image or a short video of the product or service. Now, this is where you can play with Canva, or even if you've got photos already or short form video, use Instagram's edits and save it to your phone and then upload it. Handy little tip. You need to make sure you've got a headline. You know, try our new winter facial limited spots. You need to have a description, what they'll get plus the benefit. And what's the call to action? Remember, I just mentioned it before. You know, are they booking? Are they sending a message? What do you want them to do? For offers or services, link to your website or messenger. If you don't have online bookings, you could use Message Us or something similar to start those conversations. Now, the budget tip I usually set is, well, for this campaign, hypothetically, I'm setting at $7 a day for 3 weeks, which is $147. Content or caption tip. You can always use ChatGPT if you don't think it's polished enough or you think it's too long, but make sure you do give it the red pen. Make sure it's humanized and make sure you give it enough information to ensure you get a quality result. Remember, with AI, you've got to get those foundations correct. Now, back to Meta. Simply follow the prompts and then wait for it to be approved. And it's going to tick over. I usually get the panic usually about 2 hours after I've done an ad. I go back in and I check, do I like the layout? Do I like the wording? Does it look okay? Because sometimes the preview looks pretty smicko, and yet when it's actually running, you look at it and you go, oh God, what was I thinking? So go back in and check it, but you need to give it time, okay? Check your Ads Manager dashboard at least once a week. I do this every 3 days. I'm a bit of a bloody panic merchant. Check on reach. How many people are seeing your ad? Think about and check for the click-through rate. How many have clicked to learn or more, message you? And this is really good if you are clicking through to a website. Make sure you've got your Meta Pixel set up or you've got some way of tracking whatever website they're going to find out if they actually are coming from Facebook. So if you're getting 500 people that clicked, 400 people end up on the website, 200 maybe sign up, and then you might get 5 or 10 that actually convert, which means they book or make a sale. So you can see where I'm going there. And you need to work out what the cost is per result. You know, what click or message, what is it costing you? Now, Meta AI may offer suggestions or automatically adjust performance to get better results. Now, I know when I first started advertising with Facebook, you know, you'd have to go in and make manual adjustments. Now, the AI is actually working incredibly hard behind the scenes and it's noticing everything. So occasionally you'll get a message saying you need to do this, this or this to make sure that you're getting the engagement you need or the return on the investment. So keep an eye on how each ad performs and tweak if needed. And remember, you can pause it or stop it completely anytime. In the worst possible case scenario, you end it or finish it, and then you start again with a fresh advert. I've done that in the past where I've sort of thought about 5 days in, oh, this is going nowhere, the engagement's low, I don't think the visuals are creative enough, or I don't think it's working. Maybe the messaging's a bit weak, or it's giving me the icks now. So what I'll do is I'll stop it and I'll start again and do another one. And sometimes I'll run 2 or 3 adverts side by side to see which one is going best. And I often say to clients, this is the best way to see, especially if you are a new account, meaning you might have, you know, quite a few hundred followers, but you've never done an advert. You have really no idea how your audience is going to react. And the wider audience you're trying to connect to or bring into the fold, how they're going to react to your ads. So see which one is going to work for the best for you. Step number 6 is evaluate the results of your campaign. So after the campaign ends, it's time to assess what worked and what didn't, because trust me, every advert is a learning curve. You need to have a look at the product or the service campaign in its entirety. You need to look at the click-through rate or the CTR. You know, over 1% is solid. Cost per click or CPC, under $1.50 is ideal. Under a dollar is excellent. I had a client many years ago who did an advert and messaged me bragging, and I was so excited for this client. They were getting something like 65 cents for a CPC. I was just thrilled for them. And it actually drilled down further to about 35. And I thought, oh my God, that is just amazing. So you're looking at messages, bookings and sales. 2 to 10 conversions in 3 weeks are a healthy result. More would be excellent. And I have seen some ads that I've been involved with or I've worked with clients on that have had healthier returns than that. Cost per conversion, under $15 to $20 per lead is typical for small local businesses. But that is only an industry average, people. If you get it well under that, you are kicking goals and maybe you need to come and work for me. Now, even if you didn't sell out, this is valuable learning for next time, okay? There's nothing wrong with having one that doesn't serve really well. Yes, you've lost money, but you've actually learned. So the next time you'll be able to hone those skills even more. So what else counts as success? So success isn't always just about those direct sales or conversions. You need to look, did your followers increase? Was there more page engagement than before? You know, benchmark it against the last month. Is there an increase in website visits? Or maybe there's an email sign up that's gone up by 20. Conversations in Messenger, you know, have you suddenly all of a sudden answering messages left, right and center? And yes, you will get your spammy bots, I know, but you know, maybe you've got a customer there that messages you 3 or 4 times before they actually commit and then buy something. That's a conversion. And you've got data for the next time that you can benchmark and you can, you know, check out, is it a best performing image or is it, you know, an audience now that you are really understanding with this collection of data? So you don't need a big budget or a marketing degree to run your first Facebook campaign. With a little bit of prep and a little help of Meta's AI tools, the new ones are pretty awesome, you can start promoting your brand and generating interest in your products or services. So old school, think of about it as if it's a digital flyer, but it's much smarter, it's more targeted and measurable, and you can really steer the boat on this one. Your first ad isn't about instant results, it's about gaining insights how to grow your business online. So tune in next week for a brand awareness campaign. If you want to learn more, I'm running my winter workshops at the moment because it's June. They start in July. Check out my website for more info. And until then, cheerio. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.